It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hello, hello, welcome one and all. It is April 19th, 2021, and whoops, I was in an online argument about whether or not the GPL was a good license or not, and I lost track of time. So I'm recording this with only 20 minutes before the show starts. So we're going to have to rush, and I'm probably going to leave you with a couple of songs at the end because I'm going to run out of time. So let's go ahead and start the way we always start, and that's going to be with our good friend
World News.
That's right, the World News. It's important to whirl it all around so that we know what's going on. So first up, there was a train crash in Egypt. At least 11 killed and 98 were injured as a train derailed when a train went off the tracks near the city of Touk, north of Cairo, on Sunday, according to Egypt's Ministry of Health. More than 50 ambulances were dispatched to rescue the injured from the crash. The Egyptian Railways Authority said it was still investigating why the train, which was heading from Cairo to Mansoura, derailed. During the passage of train number 949/3209, heading from Cairo to Mansoura at 1354, four cars derailed near Sandenhour Station, near Touk, the Egyptian Railway Authority said in a statement. And they have a map showing it. It's not really useful, because I don't know where any of these places are. Most of the injuries were minor or moderate, with only a few critical cases. Khaled Megahed, oh, that's a great surname. Megahed, a health ministry spokesman, told a TV station. Video posted on social media showed the victims and the injured passengers scattered along the railway line next to the overturned cars. Sounds of distress could also be heard. The train movement had stopped in the East Delta. This is the third major train accident to occur in Egypt in less than a month. At least 32 people were killed and 165 injured last month after two trains collided in Tata district of the Upper Egypt Governorate of Sohang. So, scary stuff there. Scary, these train wrecks, because it's like, use these commuter trains, you don't really think about them wrecking that much, and then, oh man, if they do, it's scary. South Africa, wildfires are burning. University of Cape Town, Library of African Antiquities is burning. South Africa, Cape Town ordered precautionary evacuations of communities living along the edges of city landmark Table Mountain on Monday as firefighters struggled to contain a fire that gutted historical landmarks, including the oldest working windmill in South Africa and a library housing African antiquities at the University of Cape Town. The fire started Sunday morning near the memorial to Colonel Leader Cecil Rhodes and quickly spread uncontrolled beneath Devil's Peak and Table Mountain National Park in an area populated with weekend hikers and cyclists. By Monday morning, strong southeasterly winds, which were expected to reach more than 30 miles per hour later in the day, had pushed the fire toward densely populated areas above Cape Town City. Well-known tourist sites such as Tabletop Mountain Aerial Cableway were temporarily closed. Let's see if we've got a resolution here. Lots of people, lots of photos with this. Photographs posted on social media showed parts of the library gutted and still smoldering, and the burned Rhodes Memorial Restaurant, which appeared to have exploded from the heat. Wildfires are common in the national parklands that make up the heart of Cape Town, with high temperatures and strong winds contributing to the rapid spread of the fire. So I hope they're able to rebuild and get that taken care of. And we have hit our first paywalled article from Reuters, so let's see if we can fix this. But the headline is, Five People Stabbed in Attack Inside Albania Mosque. Let's go to our friends at... let's go to Euronews.com, has the same headline. here we go. Five police people have been injured in a knife attack at a mosque in the Albanian capital city, Tirana. Police said a man entered the Dine Hoxha Mosque around 14:30 local time and wounded five people worshipping there. A 34-year-old suspect from Borel was arrested at the scene and taken into custody. The five wounded, all men aged from 22 to 35, were taken to hospital and are not reported to be in life-threatening conditions. Police services have given first aid to the injured citizens who were transported to the hospital for medical assistance and are out of danger for life, authorities said in a statement. Police have not disclosed any motive for the attack and are investigating the case with prosecutors. It's believed to be the first time an attack has been carried out in a place of worship in the Balkan country. Ahmed Kalaja, imam for the mosque, said the armed man attacked worshipper and staff at the time when the mosque was filled during Ramadan. I hope it's not a terrorist act, but an unbalanced person, Kalaha told local media. The head of the Muslim community of Albania, Buhar Spahiu, also condemned the attack, calling on the authorities to shed light on the event. Sources at Euronews Albania say the suspect was wanted by police for another knife attack at a Tirana bus stop in March. This has not been confirmed by authorities yet. So, here we go. And what else is going on? Well, there's plenty. So much is happening. I'm trying to rush because, like I said, I was got too into licensing and running late. U.S. orders embassy staff to leave Chad as rebels near capital. The State Department ordered non-essential U.S. personnel out of Chad on Sunday amid growing concerns about advancing rebel forces in the country. The announcement was posted on the website of the U.S. Embassy in Chad, which pointed to the proximity of rebel groups to the nation's capital. On April 17, 2021, the department ordered the departure of non-emergency U.S. government employees from U.S. Embassy N'Djamena due to civil unrest and armed violence. The enemy, despite the logistical support of the French Air Force, was totally routed, read a statement from a Front for Change and Concord in Chad, a.k.a. FACT, spokesperson according to Reuters. France's defense ministry would not confirm the news service whether it was involved in the ongoing security efforts in Chad. So, anyway, that's happening. Let's look real quick, because something I always am bad at is geography. Where the heck is Chad? Well, Chad is south of Libya, east of Niger, and west of Sudan. Oh, and look, and then it's also got a border with Nigeria, Central African Republic, Cameroon. So there we go. It's a landlocked country with mostly desert, and then in the south it's got a bunch of green in the map. So yeah, it is, when you think of the middle of the Sahara Desert, that's probably what you're thinking of. So cool. I'm glad we were able to learn that together. All right, let's keep going. Keep the wheels spinning. We've also got violence going on in Ethiopia. Ethiopia has declared a state of emergency in the southern part of the Amhara regional state amid violence in various towns. In a statement on Sunday, the Minister of Defense said the last 3 days saw deadly armed violence in the town of Taye and several other areas in Oromia special zones. The statement said an unspecified number of people were killed in attacks by gunmen and property was destroyed. It added that many civilians fled the armed conflict. The Amhara region is dominated by the ethnic Amhara group, Ethiopia's second largest, but the Oromo special zone is populated mainly by Oromos, the numerically dominant group. The declaration of emergency came a day after Ethiopia's military deployed troops to the North Shoa zone. And it looks like here, they say the continuing unrest could hamper efforts to organize the vote. Bertukun Medikesa, head of the National Election Board, said on Wednesday that insecurity had put a temporary halt to voter registration in several locations, including the North Shoa and Oromo special zones. So we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, we're definitely thinking about our brothers and sisters in Africa and Ethiopia today. All right. Well, what else is happening? Well, Somalia is also in the news. Somali government troops face off with forces loyal to sacked police boss. Gunshots rang out late on Friday in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu, witnesses said, when government troops approached the home of the city's former police commander, who was sacked for opposing a move by the president to extend his term. Oh, and there's that juicy paywall again. So let's go ahead and try again, this time with the same story, or a similar coverage of the story, from English.alarabiya.net. Gunshots rang out late on Friday in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, witnesses said, when the government troops approached the home of the city's former police commander, who was sacked for opposing a move by the president to extend his term. Standoff reveals splits within Somalia's security services that threaten to see forces turn on each other, creating an opportunity for the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab insurgency to exploit. Somalia's long-running political crisis has entered a new dangerous phase, said the International Crisis Group, a Brussels-based think tank, in a briefing note on Saturday. The opposition is said to be considering forming a parallel government. Cracks have deepened in a security apparatus long divided along clan lines, and the president's opponents have vowed to resist extension of his rule. On Monday, lawmakers extended President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed's 4-year term by up to 2 years. The resolution passed after the Mogadishu police chief, Sadak Omar Hassan, announced parliament was suspended, triggering his
The news over with. I want to hear the music.
All right, we're going to play some music, too. I had to run and answer the door. My food got delivered because I ordered it to get delivered after I finished the show. And like I said, and then I went and got distracted. Anyway, I'm going to probably play 2 songs, but this first one's called Sun, and it's from Warpaint, I think is the name of the band. I really liked them, and I first heard them on the radio. And so anyway, this song's going to be called Sun, and if you miss it, or if I said the name wrong, we'll find out soon enough. And then I'll play another song. I'll just have to grab one off the cuff of my... out the seat of my pants, I guess you'd say. So let's do an animal segment real quick before we get into the news. First, a cat, not Pippa. Pippa is on the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. You want to definitely check out the Dubious Goals Committee. That's every day at 1930 UTC, only here on andonradio.net. So check it out. But this cat, we're talking about a drug runner's cat caught trying to sneak narcotics into a Panamanian prison. It was far from the perfect crime. A drug runner's fluffy white cat was caught trying to smuggle narcotics into a prison in Panama. The feline felon was carrying the contraband. This article is cheeky. Carrying the contraband in a pouch tied around its neck when it was stopped outside the Nueva Esperanza prison in the province of Colón on Friday. The animal had a cloth tied around its neck that contained wrapped packages of white powder, leaves, and vegetable matter, said Andreas Gutierrez, head of the Panama Penitentiary System. The substances were likely cocaine and marijuana, according to another official. Local prosecutors said they had opened an investigation into the use of animals for sneaking illegal substances into the Nueva Esperanza facility, which houses more than 1,700 prisoners. Meanwhile, the criminal cat in question will be taken to a pet adoption center, prosecutors said. So, I hope the cat finds a nice home. They do have a picture of it, of the cat in a little carrier, and the little kitty does not look happy. it looks kind of sad. So, aww. What else could animals be doing? Well, we'll find out after the song. Like I said, this is Sun.
Garden, got my number.
Oh man, we gotta hurry. We gotta get these cannibal stories out at least. A suspected poacher killed by elephants at a South African national park. A suspected poacher was killed by a herd of breeding elephants that he encountered while fleeing from park rangers. Three people attempted to run away after they were spotted by rangers at the Kruger National Park, one of Africa's largest game reserves, on Saturday. After one of the suspects was captured, he told park rangers the group had run into a herd of elephants, adding that he was not sure if his alleged accomplices had managed to escape. Rangers later discovered the man badly trampled and dead from his injuries. Rescuers say they're still searching for the third suspect, who continued to flee after he suffered an injury to the eye. So yeah, don't interrupt elephants while they're getting frisky. Okay, I've got 2 minutes, so I'm going to spew out some headlines that I think are important. Sorry for not having time to actually get into the story today. Cuba leadership, Díaz-Canel has been named the Communist Party chief. That's who we thought was going to happen. Cuba's Communist Party has announced Miguel Díaz-Canel will succeed Raúl Castro as the party's first secretary. Navalny has been transferred, so that's Alexei Navalny has been transferred to a Russian prison hospital. People are saying his health is worsening. Lawyers say he needs to see his own doctor. The U.S. has warned that if he dies, that Russia will see repercussions. So what that means is a bit of in the dark, but definitely scary times. Mahendra Modi has been slammed on social media amid deadly COVID-19 surge in India. India is seeing more than COVID cases than any other country, with a 7-day average of almost 220,000 daily infections. India's prime minister has faced backlash over his response to surging coronavirus cases, with users criticizing his decision to address tens of thousands of people at state election rallies and letting Hindu devotees congregate for a festival. So, very, very troubling times. Okay, I gotta end it because I won't have time to upload this before the show is supposed to air. So anyway, thanks so much for listening. I'm sorry I had to cut it short. We'll just have to try and do these stories tomorrow. All right, bye-bye.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Seven.